producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day. Hello, it's Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the Horn on the Good Day program with Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter. A lot of comments about last night's Republican debate. Ben Carson botched the economic effect of minimum wage increases. Jeb Bush pitched a dubious target for economic growth. Marco Rubio and a tale about plumbers and philosophers undersold the value of a college education. And Ted Cruz showed just how hard it can be to name government agencies when, just like Rick Perry 4 years ago in a famously misbegotten moment in a debate, messed up the list of departments that he would close as president.
Oh, you know.
That's the way it is. So the facts and maybe some of the the foibles we have listed in a story at DougSteffen.com in the trending box. Also trending, places veterans can eat and drink free on Veterans Day. We have that list up there pretty much all week, and we'll leave it up there because some of the things go through the week. But if you want to know where you can eat and drink and have a good time, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow, this is literal, tomorrow you may die, right? Isn't that the old slogan? So veterans, if you want to not, well, there are two reasons you could die. You could be in a theater of war, or you could be under the care of the Veterans Administration, one or the other or both. So those places are underscored in a story at DougSteffen.com. Plus, the update on the Missouri University students. The student body is divided, it would seem, over the resignation of the president. But who wouldn't see that coming, given the fact that the university campus is seriously divided by, you see the activity going on there, so you can see that there are a lot of racist students, and perhaps a little on both sides, and that's what's led to the problem there, which is not resolved by the president resigning, and the provost or whoever it was is also gone. That doesn't fix the problem. The problem is endemic with the students and the attitudes that their parents had before them, and perhaps their parents had before them, and their parents had before them. It's environment. It's what you are around that predicates what your thinking is. And if you are a racist pig and you pass it on because of your actions and deeds, it's mostly because of what you were around. If you're a racist pig, chances are your parents were racist pigs too. And if you keep it up, your children will be racist pigs. And what does that do to further the cause of peace, tranquility, and a good life in America? Not much. So I see this, if I boil it all down to my own generic way of looking at it, there are a bunch of racist pigs. And there is real reason for concern in the state of Missouri. I wonder, I didn't realize, I worked at CAMOX in St. Louis for a while. My mother was born in a hospital in East St. Louis, just outside of St. Louis and East St. Louis, a big black population in both cities. I never realized that there was this much racism in Missouri. Did you, Jennifer? Did you, Kenny?
I don't think I knew. In my mind, I don't know if it's just because I was brought up, maybe because I live on the West Coast. I know that people are still racist. I know that people still have stereotypes. But I don't. It's not part of my day-to-day life. Does that make sense? So it's not that I think of, like, hotbeds for all of that. So I don't know. I mean, it's strange. When you are not in that mindset and you don't feel like... do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I do. It's
you have no frame of reference.
Right, exactly.
Your father and mother are not like that. parents weren't. I don't get where it comes from.
Right.
Frankly.
That's the thing. And, my mom was from the South. I get that everybody has stereotypes. I think it's human nature. I just, to actually act on them, it's just, it's out of my frame of reference.
But they're the Muslim extremism that is represented by a few or some that are Muslim followers. That's a grain that is, I guess, understandable to a point. I don't cotton to it much because I think you put everybody in. There's always a danger of putting everybody into a big block. It's like all Americans are, you fill in the blank. All white people are, you fill in the blank. All black people are, you fill in the blank. All Muslims are, you fill in the blank. All Jews are,
right.
All Catholics. That's nonsense.
Now, if for law enforcement, though, I actually don't mind them profiling because they have to look at the groups that are actually perpetrating the crimes, you know? So
well, people say I'm a racist because I suggest that for the most part, if you're looking for people who are radical, Middle Eastern radicals who are Islamic, you look for a dark-skinned, big-nosed guy in their 30s and 40s, 20s, 30s, 40s. No.
Right.
Although that has changed because there are Americans who have gotten involved with ISIS and there are Americans who have gotten involved with the Taliban and there are Americans who have gotten involved with Al-Qaeda and there have been Americans who have been traitors all along. And so that happens. I mean, we condemn all Americans because there are some traitors. Same thing true with a lot of these other generic sort of things we come up with. And to pursue that, I have invited, or Kenny's invited, actually, Mariah Stewart, who is a Ferguson fellow, writes for the Huffington Post, and we'll talk about her overview, what she's learned about the students and the situation at the University of Missouri. It's coming up next year on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right. So as it turns out, we will not have a conversation with Mariah Stewart for whatever the reason. She did write, though. I thought this was interesting, Kenny. Reactions of students at the University of Missouri are divided after the demonstrations culminated in the resignation of the president. His name was Tim Wolf. His failure to address racial issues on campus over the past couple of months prompted students and some faculty members and even some lawmakers to call for his ouster. He acquiesced, saying he was resigning, quote, out of love for the students. The atmosphere across the campus on Monday was split between those who supported the activists who pushed for acknowledgement of and remedies to the racial tension on their campus and those who disagreed with why Wolf had to resign in the first place. Did he have to resign? No. Was it a good thing that he resigned? Eh, maybe. Maybe not. Stay and face the music. Or do you, sometimes there are polarizing figures that are in circumstances like this and they can't fix the problem. They just can't. Because either they don't have credibility or the barking is so loud on one side or the other that it is for the best interest to move on, get somebody else in that can look at these problems with a different light. I don't know because I'm not there. All I've read and seen led me to believe pretty much what I said a few minutes ago about how it is that there are so many people who choose to live in a vacuum created by themselves. They want to live in their vacuum and their world and not participate with the rest of the world, which is pretty nonsensical when you get right at it. And that was one of the reasons, you know, there's a big conversation now about going to college and what it costs and whether, I think, as a matter of fact, a couple of the debaters last night made reference to vocational education. I think Marco Rubio said something about vocational education. How come we don't have it? We need to have
it. We need more plumbers and
sure
philosophers.
Do. Absolutely do. Yep, we do.
A great line.
He's right.
Him.
It was a good line. One of his best ones of the night. Not going to get him elected president, but it's a good line.
It might.
No, he's not. Mark my words. Write this down.
All right, who's it going to be? You're going to make an early prediction? Who is
not,
it?
Well, I'm not sure I'm ready to make a prediction yet because I said a few weeks ago that I felt the energy was so strong behind Mrs. Clinton that she would be the next president. I'm not sure about that. I think there's enough. At this point, Trump has proven himself to be a solid contender. All of the buffoonery, all the remarks, all the focus, all the negativity, the guy is still number one in the polls. And Ben Carson is not strong enough to win, in my estimation, because he doesn't have the personality. Not that he doesn't have the smarts, the goodwill, all of that stuff, but he just doesn't have the stage presence, and
fire.
That's what people look for. So with Trump, there's something to be said about all of the things in his message. Is it necessary for him to take shots at the other candidates? No. But is it necessary for him to have to present in general problems and then maybe to get some backup? I'm not sure he even understands. I didn't last night when I was looking at him. I don't know that I think that he has the backup in his own mind. Actually, I don't think he's got the depth of knowledge. But you know what? Mostly, the president is a symbol.
Symbol. Figurehead. And they surround themselves
and
with
people. And they surround themselves with people that they trust and who know how to do things, get things done. So in that way, I think Trump is an excellent spokesperson or cheerleader or whatever. Does he not have to do some of the things that he does? Yeah. But do we need somebody who's going to really shake things up? Absolutely. We've got to throw. That was one of the reasons that I was liked by some. Most of the situations I found myself in, maybe it's because, maybe I do that here too, to a point. When I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg, my alma mater, I was there for 12 years. I was the grenade thrower. I came in and I said things that nobody else dared say, wanted to say, or felt they could say. I said them. And so with that, it set in course a whole change in the philosophy and the administrative focus of the school. And I take credit for it. I'm proud of it. I did a lot of good things there. Some people on the board liked me and wanted me to do what I did. Others didn't like me at all and were happy when I left. That's the way it works sometimes. And in this circumstance, it worked well for the future of the school. And with Trump, I think the country would be better served having somebody like that who can bring a fresh approach, a business approach, and just kind of wash away all of the stuff that's there. That's my opinion. 21 after on Good Day.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Let's have a Veterans Day celebration, sort of musically oriented, Remembrance Day, Veterans Day, Armistice Day, whatever you want to call it. There is a need for us to be thinking about all those who have served, who have colored their lives with service to our country and helped us. So, musically, there are always some songs that appeal to people with certain holidays, and certainly this list of Veterans Day songs that we start with Bruce, Born in the USA. This is a tangential song that is used in sort of patriotic holidays, as is this song from James Brown, America is My Home.
America is still the best country, and that's without a doubt.
Dude, man, he was something else.
America is still the best country without a doubt.
An American treasure.
And if anybody says
it ain't, convicted of tax evasion. Do I remember that about
you
him?
You just got to put him out.
I think so.
Yeah. Can you blame him?
Love what's more American?
Yeah.
Tax eviction, right. That's Wesley Snipes and Willie Nelson.
Everyone out.
All right. Speaking of Willie Nelson, here is Willie and Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Crank this up here. This is my favorite of all of these songs. Same room watching these guys perform, and what kind of fun they must have had together. Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Let's listen to a little of this. John Deere tractors, boo. No green tractors, red tractors.
Rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July, and if it don't come soon, my crops will die.
Focus on the American farmer, which is Willie's big deal. All right, let's keep moving with our Veterans Day songs. Ray Charles here.
America!
Never been a big fan of this version of the song. I like Ray Charles.
I like it.
I like the straightforward America the Beautiful. And then there are those who will throw mud at the wall when they hear Joan Baez, that commie, sing the battle hymn of the Republic.
He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible
right, next in the line of Veterans Day songs, Celine Dion and her version of God Bless America. Is she Canadian?
Yes.
Oh, so why is she singing God Bless America?
Because she likes it here.
Yeah. Who wouldn't? How much she was making $500,000 a week in Las Vegas?
Right, she loves it. Yeah. America, been Betty, Betty,
good. Very good to me. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. All right, here's Loretta Lynn with Conway Twitty. This is God Bless America.
God Bless America.
Okay. I like this. I'm not a big new country fan. I like the old country.
You see all the trouble that she's in.
And then from this league, you'd expect to hear people asking, where's Lee Greenwood?
I know. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't
make me cry.
Love the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand.
Charlie Daniels, another one who is known for his patriotic songs. He was at Farm Aid. I had never seen him before, actually performing. It wasn't what I expected at all. Let's finish it off here with Steve Miller and Living in America, Living in the USA. That's a great, great pop song. Yay for the USA! 28 after on Good Day.
In the news, doctors were afraid to undertreat. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. It's not exactly news, but your body changes as you get older. A new Veterans Admin study shows doctors are aware of this, but frequently don't adjust medications as you age because they're afraid they'll be accused of undertreating, so they treat 75-year-olds as if they're 55. Here's the thing. As you age, the benefits of aggressive treatment go down and the side effects pile up. What's good medicine for chronic diseases like hypertension and diabetes at 55 is not good at 75. DCOC advice, if you're a little bit older or looking after someone who's older, ask about de-intensification of treatment. You may end up on lower doses of drugs you've been taking for decades or even cutting out some meds, but it doesn't mean you're not getting the best treatment. You are. Now, you'll be getting the best treatment, but with fewer side effects. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kenny Guinea. It's the Good Day program, 33 after the hour on Veterans Day. Our poll today, should there be school on Veterans Day? The answer is yes. Wait a minute, let's see what the choices are. That's my answer.
I thought about making it just one,
one choice.
Yes, that's it. Yes, there should be learning about the significance of the day as A. B, maybe, unless the parents or other family members served. See, no, they should have the day off in honor of our veterans. D, we should all have the day off in honor of our veterans. E, we should be able to observe the day or not observe it as we choose. Isn't that why they served? Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. So choices at DougStefan.com. The poll yesterday, we asked you how you were going to observe the day today. See, 23% said attending a memorial service. That's interesting. 22% is just another work day for me. 21% shopping. Yeah, all those Veterans Day pillowcases. Those will be happy in your head. 13% spending the day with a family. 12% going to a parade. 7% going to a museum. I don't know. I'm not ambivalent about this, but it's like so many other holidays that get abused. You know, you can buy a car on President's Day. You can buy a car on Veterans Day. You go buy furniture on Veterans Day. What's that got to do with veterans? Nothing.
No, but it helps the economy, which might help with that.
Yeah, okay, that's good. All right, I guess I'll pass on that one. Next item of interest, the feds have announced charges against three men. Two of them are Israelis, and one of them is an American. Listen to this. These guys were scheming to steal information on 100 million of us from financial companies, banks, etc., in the United States. They had a plan. They were figuring out. Now, the Israelis, remember, are the second best computer generators in the world. They have big business in building computers and coming up with computer programs, computer research, all of that sort of thing. They're big in the world of computers and data. So it's not surprising that a couple of them have gone rogue, and I guess not. I mean, I think about Americans. Don't you have any loyalty? If you're an American citizen, do you not feel some kind of loyalty to the country that makes it so great and easy to live? Maybe that's the problem. People have gotten used to it, and we take it for granted, and maybe that's why things show up as they do with freebies here and freebies there. We've gotten spoiled. So I find it, I would just soon shoot the American who's behind this. I don't know about the Israelis, but if you're an American and you're plotting to do something like this against your fellow countrymen, you ought to be shot. Am I going overboard with this or not?
You know what? Anytime you say that you should be shot, could mean you're going overboard just a smidge. But you know what? Right. Who am I to judge?
Hun?
Who am I to judge, hun?
Hun. Okay, hun. By the way, this is one of the biggest cybercrime plans in history, according to the prosecution. One of the biggest, and they broke it. I wonder how they, now people are going to say, well, Doug, you're the one who says the NSA shouldn't be listening to all of our conversations, and that's how they got these guys. I don't know that that's how they caught them. I don't know how they, whether the FBI caught, I don't know who caught them. But whatever the circumstance, this kind of a plan deserved to be foiled, and good for the guys who got them, one way or the other. All right, you got that?
Got it.
Okay, Anheuser-Busch.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Largest brewer in the world. They are finalizing an agreement to acquire their closest rival, the Miller Brewing Company, $100 billion.
Jeez.
How do you even conceive of that money? Never mind how much beer it must represent. Miller Brewing is worth $105 billion, according to Anheuser-Busch. And they're going to pay for it with cash and stock and things like that. InBev, which bought Anheuser-Busch, what, how many? Didn't we? I remember when Rich went off on a tangent, and justifiably. Here's an American company making a brew, not very good brew from what I understand. I'm not a beer drinker, but most of the time when I hear people talk about Miller or Budweiser, it's just, it's like cheap water, right? It's crap.
Yeah, it's just a kind of thin beer.
Well, but it's cheap, and so a lot of people drink it because they want to drink a beer. But $105 billion, so the amount of cash that must throw off, it has to be extraordinarily profitable to sell beer. I don't know how much. What is it? You make beer with water and what else? Some hops and grains and that sort of thing.
Hops,
be cheap.
Grains. Yeah,
it's
pretty cheap to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have, I went Monday night to, I mean, bring Meredith over there. There's a new brewery. I used to get the brewer's grain to feed the cows from this local brewery that was growing. Now they've grown so fast and large. They took over a big building downtown and they have a restaurant in there. You can drink the beer and have some pizza or whatever. And they've done a really nice job. Good kids, nice, good family. But the reason I bring it up is because their beers have become famous across the country. And just a couple of three guys from Framingham that like beer, and they came up with a way to make, like in the bathtub, this brew that tasted pretty good. And then they all said, well, they all had different jobs. They said, well, maybe we can make something of this. So part-time, they started brewing it, and then got to be bigger and bigger, and they've been doing it for about 10, 12 years. And they're in their late 30s now, early 40s. And they thought, okay, let's go for it. So they borrowed, $14 million or something. They redid this whole section of an old factory in Framingham. And they got the beer joint there, and you can go see them as they're brewing the beer. It's a big operation. They're selling a lot of beer. And there's got to be a lot of money in it for the amount of money that they borrowed to build this building out. A lot of money. So I don't know anything about beer, as you can tell by me talking about it, but I'm just thinking it's a pretty good profit center, mm-hmm. actually. Pretty good profit center.
Not so bad.
Nope. All right. So in a moment, we're going to, I'm going to call Uri. Carrie's going to call Uri.
Now, you're calling him because it's 11-11.
Right. Veterans Day is the 11th of November, the 11th day of the 11th month, and the armistice was signed at 11-11 at the end of that war. So you have heard, and maybe heard Uri as well, talk about the significance of 11-11. The number 11 is almost a sacred number. And I know that Meredith and I pay a lot of attention to this because we think there's something to it. And you may think there's something to it, too, after you listen to Uri explain the significance, which is coming up next year on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, hand-swirled chocolate with pure mint and topped with crunchy crushed peppermint. Or indulge in creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels. If you're looking for something a little spicy, try their new Hickory Farms Reserve 3 Pepper Dry Salami. With their knowledgeable, friendly staff ready to assist you, finding the perfect gift has never been easier. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you. To find the nearest location or place an order, visit hickoryfarms.com.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. With four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
44 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn on the horn. Ken Kessler is monitoring Facebook.com/ Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. Uri Geller is one of my great friends. He is someone who's internationally known. He's a mystic. He's a seer. He's smart. He's personable. He's fun. He's a paranormalist. I mean, we can go on and on. One of the things that intrigues me about Uri is, and what he has done in my own life, introducing me to a lot of different ways of thinking about important items. For example, and this is a big thing with Meredith and I, whenever it's 11-11 and we see it, we text each other back and forth, it's 11-11 because of what we know to be the place where she lives, the number on the street, it amounts to an 11. And so with the day being Armistice Day, it's Veterans Day here and where you are as well. Well, I don't know if this, you're in Israel now. Do they celebrate Armistice Day now? They don't. There's no reason to, because there's nobody that was not part of the war.
No, wait, Doug. Veterans Day, you know, it's called their Remembrance Day.
Yes.
So there are definitely sirens wailing for 1 minute, and everyone stops, and stands, gets out of the car, and remembers all the young men and women that were killed during, you know, all the war.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in America when you do that?
Well, there's no school today. The government businesses are closed. Banks are closed, that sort of thing. It's a holiday. We tend to think about the men and women who have paid the ultimate price. That is those who have died. That's more Memorial Day, though. I think it's misspent, mm-hmm. because Veterans Day ought to be about those who are still alive, in my mind anyway. And so when it comes down to the brass tacks of the meaning of 11, the armistice was signed at 11:11 in the morning on the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, November 11th, 11:11 at 11:11. So the fact that the peace was not kept and that they sowed the seeds actually in the peace treaty of the Second World War makes me wonder what really did happen as a result of what was the significance behind the underlying significance for the signing at 11:11 on the 11th of the 11th month.
Yeah, that
and maybe the meaning of the number 11. Why is that so powerful and important?
Well, look, my kind of, let me call it romance with 11:11 started two decades ago when I noticed, Doug, that my eyes were attracted to the number 11:11, and it would happen in very strange circumstances. I would stand with my back to a digital clock, and some force, something made me turn around, and lo and behold, the exact time was 11:11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that continued in kitchens, in my cars, in hotel rooms. They would check me into room 111 on the 11th floor. It was just mind-blowing. So I thought, there is some kind of phenomenon going on here. And I decided to write a story about it on my website. And I called it, If Your Eyes Are Attracted to 11:11. So all of you today, go to my website and read the article. I was inundated, Doug, by not thousands, but tens of thousands of emails from all around the world, from people who say, oh, I thought this only happened to me. Now I see that there is a supernatural phenomenon involved. So there's really no rational explanation. My explanation is that there is some type of a, call it supernatural, call it spiritual, call it extraterrestrial, whatever you want to. There is something that is trying to communicate with the people who do see the number 11:11 constantly. I'll tell you that just now that we're talking about it on air with you, just let's ask your listeners to text. How do you communicate with your people, Doug?
Well, we have Facebook, /Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show, a lot of social media connections, in addition to obviously being on the air, listening to people and talking with people 6 hours a day. So there are all kinds of connections, email connections, phone connections, or, you know, all kinds
of
ways.
I'm asking everyone who is listening in, if you have encountered this phenomenon, you've been attracted to the number 11:11, or something very mystical happened to you on that day or that hour, let us know. And I guarantee you, Doug, you're going to have lots of emails. I believe that it is almost a gateway to the universe and the cosmos. It's a synchronicity. It's synchronized with a higher, more, a bigger, a massive, positive message. Because when I get these emails about 11:11, a lot of people ask me, is it good, is it bad? I say it's good. I also take a few seconds of my time to meditate or pray when I see 11:11. I give a little prayer to, you know, for world peace, for sick children, and so on. It's a private little ritual I do. But it is definitely mystical. A lot of people think that that is a sign from something much higher and much more intelligent.
Very spiritual.
Us.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Trying to communicate.
Yeah. It's very spiritual. Very spiritual. And I don't know why these are. I have actually a sheet of paper that has the significance of all these numbers, like 11:11, 12:12, 1:11, 2:22, 4:44, 3, you know, that sort of thing. And there's some significance to having these numbers. There's whether it's order in the universe, maybe that's part of it. There's a certain order. Your lingo would be synchronicity, a standard, if you will. I don't know.
One last thing, Doug. Last thing.
Yeah.
When you read the article on my website, look at how many important world leaders and people who changed history whose name has 11 letters. I mean, it's from President Carter to Obama to Clinton to it's incredible. Even can you count how many letters Jesus Christ have?
Yeah, let's see. Five.
Yeah.
Ten. C-H-R-I-S-T-S. What is it? It's 10.
11. So there is 10. Something really very, very powerful.
No, 9.
Your ritual
it's
here. But we'll talk again next week. Anyone who is encountering 1111, email Doc Stephan right now.
All right. Thanks, Ari.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Jesus Christ is on 5.
It's 11,
six.
Dougie.
Oh, it's 11. That's right, too. How was many when Doug Stephan? How many in there? Let's add those up, John.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm a school teacher. I teach English composition in this little town called Adley, Pennsylvania. The last 11 years, I've been at Thomas Alva Edison High School. I was a coach of the baseball team in the springtime. Back home, and I tell people what I do for a living, they think, well, now that figures. But over here, it's a big mystery. So I guess I've changed some. Sometimes I wonder if I've changed so much, my wife is even going to recognize me whenever it is I get back to her.
Our objective is to win the war.
Someday we might look back on this and decide that Saving Private Ryan was the one decent thing we were able to pull out of this whole god-awful mess.
Was Matt Damon Private Ryan? Do I remember that?
Yes.
He was. Huh? Matt Damon was Private Ryan.
Yes.
And the story is Legion. Rest of the family got killed, right? Rest of the bunch of brothers that were in the service, they all got killed. So the government wanted to more or less save him. And it's quite a bloody... I did not see the movie because I'd heard that it was so gory. My son went to see it. He said, Dad, you won't stand it, so don't go see it. But it certainly has a great reputation. The Hymn to the Fallen, something by John Williams, which is pretty much the way it works with the Steven Spielberg movie and Saving Private Ryan was one of his best. Matter of fact, some people say that this Bridge of Spies that's been out for a while now with Tom Hanks is the best movie that the two of them have made together since Saving Private Ryan. It may be the only movie that they've made together. I'm not sure about that, but I think The Bridge of Spies, quite a good movie. So anyway, we play the music and we pay attention to Saving Private Ryan because today is Veterans Day, and it seems to make good sense to do that. 55 past the hour on Good Day. We're reviewing some movie news in a moment. Chucker's not here, but we have a focus at DougStephan.com regarding that Star Wars story from the other day. So we'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right. Remember the story from a couple of days ago about Daniel Fleetwood, the super fan, Star Wars super fan. He was terminally ill, and he was given a chance to see the reboot of the Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. I think he saw the movie last week. He died yesterday.
He did.
Yep.
Yeah.
He has been a lifelong Star Wars. This sort of is interesting how people do, or whoever creates obituaries. I'm looking at the obituary. You know how he was a lifelong member of the Columbus Club, and he served in World War II, and he taught English at the high school, and yada, yada. So this one reads, Fleetwood, a lifelong Star Wars fan.
I think it's, you know, these programs, though, how lucky are we to have them? I mean, somebody gets to have their wish before they go.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
It is terrific. Yeah. In July, doctors gave him 2 months to live, and he was crushed because he was worried about seeing The Force Awakens, so the producers decided if he didn't make it to December 18th, they were told he was on his way out. And so his wife apparently got them all working, social media campaign, that sort of thing, to get a screening on Facebook. She went after, you know, this is how this social media works, really amazing. So
that's
anyway.
The good side of social media for sure.
Hashtag Force for Daniel gained a lot of traction, Twitter support from some of the Star Wars star, the people like Mark Hamill, who were retweeting, and so that helped a lot, I think. Didn't you think that?
Yeah,
Disney
absolutely.
Saw it, Lucasfilm, Abrams, J.J. Abrams, the producer. Made nothing but sense to do it. So, sad he passed away, but good that he got to see the movie before he passed. 59 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.